And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs, a tiny natural remedies company here in Seattle. And this is our podcast and welcome. We love talking about medicinal plants, ethnobotany, and other related subjects. And before we begin, the content here is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Excuse me. And with that said, welcome. And today we're going to be talking about the ginkgo biloba tree. And I'm excited to talk about this tree because not only is it an ancient 200 million year old tree, we have evidence of that right here in Washington State with the ginkgo petrified forest in eastern Washington.
So cool.
Which I must confess I've not been to, but
yet.
But I think that is definitely
field trip coming.
Yeah. But this tree was used for medicine in China for thousands of years, and then was introduced to Europe later, and then the ornamental, you know, came over here, and that is what we have, and we saw one
but
today.
But it's medicinal too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think what you might be referring to is cloning versus letting it naturalize,
right,
maybe?
Right, yeah. The wild ginkgo has been extinct for ever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but as far as in the garden, if you plan on growing it, you would want to grow a definitely female variety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely male variety, rather, because you don't want fruits.
Oh, I see.
If you're harvesting. Well, I mean, kind of if you're just for the convenience of gardening. But the ones we saw today didn't seem to have fruits,
mm-hmm.
but they were in a clump. So I don't know if it was one that it seemed to be in a clump. You know, there were two on the one thing, but then on the other one was a lot of little ones. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Our field trip today to see ginkgo.
Yeah, so what else did you find out about it?
Well, I do know that it is good for the cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
So really good for the heart, again. Similar to the hawthorn we were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
And in fact, my original formula had ginkgo and hawthorn together, but anyway, doesn't anymore. But it is also supposed to be really good for memory. So basically it helps circulation and specifically to the brain and specifically to the heart. Well, I mean, that's everywhere.
Cerebral
right?
circulation.
Thank you.
As Matthew Wood says.
Okay.
I'm quoting.
Okay. Well, but then, you know, there's other extremities that are helped because of circulation.
Yeah.
As Rosemary Gladstar says.
Right.
about lots of different things.
Sure.
But it tastes pretty good, as I recall. It's been a long time since I had it, but when I made a tincture out of it, it was delicious. But it could also be a nice tea, you know, just a tea. And then I think I remember also doing a glycerin because I didn't want to do an alcohol. So I made a really strong tea and then I preserved it with the glycerin.
Nice.
And that was really nice flavor. It has very distinct but mild flavor. They're gorgeous leaves. And you're I was under the impression you wait until they fall to collect them, but then we've been reading more and some, you know, a lot more studies have probably been done since I started reading about it. So now they're saying right on, when it's on the tree still, but it's turning from golden to, I mean, from green to golden. And so that is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the Chinese garden where we've been looking. And just while Mark was filming a little bit of video, I was looking underneath there and I saw all these striped ones and, you know, that had gone blown off. And also just the golden ones that probably fell off once they turn the color, golden color. They usually just, the tree, you know, just lets go of them, basically, and they fall down. So this does make sense. If you want to harvest, you could harvest right off the tree. It'd be nice. Get a ladder up there. And these trees that we saw were huge.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you, if you were really wanting to grow this for a crop, I could see, like, cutting it back, you know, to about 12 feet, like an apple tree or some kind of other fruit tree, keeping it really low, and I bet it would bush out like that. I mean, basically, all the leaves, you know, just like, you know, any other tree, just comes right off of the branch. So whenever you, wherever you want the branch, you just cut it. Or over you don't want a branch, cut it, and it'll bush out sideways instead of tall.
Wow.
So that would be really helpful to harvesting. You just cut it to the length of your ladder, plus your tallest employee, or shortest employee, probably. But, yeah, that would be kind of cool. It'd be cool to put some on a fence line, you know. I don't know if the deer would really eat them, but maybe they would. Hard to tell. I just put some trees in the other day and they just munched.
They munched them.
Mm.
Jeez.
So we had emergency fence repair or fence encapsulation of these plants, and then they kind of looked like they were in jail, so we had to expand that a little bit. But anyway, we should find out if deer like ginkgo. I think it would outgrow. Because if the deer munched them, that'd be like pruning them. So, I'm looking on the bright side here. But anyway, yeah, it's supposed to be very, very good for, you know, increasing circulation, any kind of circulation problems. So a lot of people with like kind of numb fingers, numb toes. You know I get pretty cold easily in the in-between seasons. Like right now, it's so cold in the morning, it's hard to get warmed up unless you're moving around. So if you have something where you have to get up and go straight to work where you sit a lot, you know, maybe that will help your circulation. I mean, I know coffee helps the circulation too, but this would actually help improve, hopefully, all the function of your body, as opposed to kind of stripping out. So some of the minerals and things that other caffeinated drinks do. What else did you find in the...
Well, I like what Matthew Wood said in this book, the book of Herbal Wisdom, and he says, wood betony is an excellent remedy for the elderly, and they will feel its action more readily than many. It has a similar action to ginkgo, the modern quote-unquote fad herb for improving cerebral circulation. I find it ironic that the Chinese herb was introduced by German pharmaceutical companies when they could have used wood betony if they were only aware of their own herbal tradition.
Hmm.
And then he says,
Matt.
Like, whoa. And then he says, I use wood betony, rosemary, and ginkgo in equal parts as a generic tonic for older people.
Ooh.
It's a precious remedy, quote-unquote, to, quote, Culpepper again. Rosemary is warming and activating to the circulation, and it was considered a heart tonic for the elderly by Sebastian Knieb, a remedy for the memory by Shakespeare and the herbal tradition.
that is interesting that the heart and the memory are connected in way back then in the literature. And now, I was, just going to these conferences, I learned so much from so many different people, but the heart actually feels, they've clinically discovered, measured that the heart will feel before the brain feels. So that you are thinking with your heart a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So if you stop to analyze, might not be the thing. But, and then that's the other interesting thing, because wood betony is for going with the gut.
Yeah, and so, we've talked about wood betony really on, we did a whole program. We did an episode on wood betony.
Cool. Yeah.
So, I was looking back at that herb, just kind of like, just reintroducing what I had already learned and kind of going over that information again. So.
Well, I know he mentions in that book that he gave the wood betony formula to a woman who was very, very old, kind of, not with it so much, and people were like worried about her. And so they gave it to her, and she did kind of come out of her sort of old age, sort of quote unquote senility kind of, and became grounded and realized, and then talked to them and said, like, well, I'm here, but all my friends are dead, I am sad for that. What do I have really to live for? I'm 100 years old or whatever, however old she was. She's like, I had a good life, it's okay. I need to kind of get ready to get out of this body. That was where she came with it on her spiritual level. So very interesting, all these herbs connecting to each other and to the heart and to the brain and to the nervous system. Cool.
Yeah.
I would just like to also, because I know we did read the disclaimer and everything, but since Rosemary Gladstar wrote it in here, I would like to just say there are contraindications. If you are taking a heart medication, do not use ginkgo without first talking to your doctor. Do not take in combination with antithrombotic medication and anticoagulants such as aspirin and warfarin. So if you normally take ginkgo, don't take an aspirin, or you might want to check when you are allowed to take an aspirin. Ginkgo thins the blood and in some instances has stimulated bleeding. Discontinue if bleeding occurs. Discontinue ginkgo use at least 7 days prior to and after surgery, because they will be, more prone to bleeding. There you go.
All right.
That's multiple disclaimers. But if you have no other heart conditions or whatnot, maybe you should try out this herb. And I'd suggest a tea or, maybe a glycerin, maybe a tincture. So you can actually taste it. If you find a tree, even better.
Yeah.
Grab some, maybe 10 leaves.
Yeah, especially now.
Bring them back.
Right now is the right time to harvest them.
Yeah, put like 10 leaves in a pint glass, put some hot water in there and see what happens.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it in the daytime, just in case you're sensitive and stay up late.
Sure.
But that's about all I know, and a lot of it I didn't even know.
Yeah. It's always fun to find out new things.
And 2-foot, maybe 3-foot tall ginkgo tree ourselves.
As oh, well. Our poor little tree.
It's so cute. I got to plant it in the yard.
All right, folks, if you made it to the end of this podcast, you are so awesome.
Superstars.
So thank you so much. Visit us at sistersageherbs.com. And we will see you next time. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.